Well, hello, and thank you for your call to Daily Inspiration, Tom. I am so delighted to spend this little time with you and to encourage you to seek God and follow Him. I'd like to take you to a passage in the book of John here, John chapter 15, verse 18. This is going to be a verse that I would say is one of the more ignored verses. We don't like to think about the subject of this, but it is a serious and right thought that we need to consider. You know, what is the relationship between you as a believer in Christ and the world? And Christ addressed that in a very blunt way here. We tend to, in the natural, want to be accepted by our church friends always, and our brethren, those that love the Lord in sincerity. But yet we want to have favor with the world because it's our marketplace. Perhaps we sell our goods or run our businesses or our stores or whatever it might be. We tend to want to have friends in the world and friends in the church, and we just want it easy and comfortable, and we don't want to offend anybody. Well, listen to what Jesus said here in John chapter 15, verse 19. He said, "If the world hate you, you know it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you're not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also." So, if the world hate you, in verse 18, Jesus said it hated me before it hated you. Can I say very bluntly that we live in a God-hating world? The true and living God is hated by the world. Jesus states here that they have hated me before they've hated the followers of God. Man, by nature, for the most part, learns to be a God-hater real soon. He hates instruction. He hates rebuke. He hates law. Man wants to do what his flesh and his desires please. Now, the devil has also created worldly religion, and worldly religious people and the world can usually get along because religion can be very worldly. Catholicism and other churches that have a lot of regimented things that are not in the Bible, just choices, or somebody has decided them, and you do these, and you put on the sad countenance, and now you can have a lot of favor with the world. I know a man that was very worldly and sinful, and he decided to join a religion, not true Christianity, but a religion, so that his children could get the benefits of this religion's education, and so on and so on. And I'll say this, I don't think it's my original quote, I've heard it said before by somebody much wiser than me, but they said if a man would take and receive and become religious for the world's sake and for worldly honor and esteem, then he'll throw it away for the world too. And there's no solidity to his religion. He's just worldly. He's doing what worldly people do best. He's just getting all he can, getting all the gusto he can out of life, whatever it takes. whether it's religion or whether it's not religion. Jesus said if we were of the world would love us. Now, the world doesn't know how to love like God's love, because nobody can love without God, true love, true charity, 1 Corinthians 13 charity. But it says the world has their own affections, their own love. The world loves its own. But Jesus said, I've chosen you out of the world. You're not of the world will hate you. If we truly forsake all to follow Jesus and we won't bow to the world, we won't be a man pleaser, we're a God pleaser, we won't serve money, we won't serve mammon, it'll be known real quick. And though men can respect us and appreciate us for our honesty and our integrity, but if that's all we've got, a little honesty and a little integrity, and the name and the teaching and the word of Jesus doesn't come into motion, something's wrong. Something's wrong if you're just known as a good man, an honest man, that you won't rebuke sin, you won't stand up against it. You know, the world's not going to hate you for just going to church, hearing the preacher preach, and going home. The world's not going to hate you if you just dress a little different. The world's going to hate you when you're like John the Baptist and you say it's not lawful for you to have that woman as your wife. The world's going to hate you when you speak against their sin of drunkenness and fornication and covetousness and money loving. That's where you're going to get in trouble, when you begin to speak the truth and you begin to say, Jesus said. It's kind of like this. If a man walks out of a convenience store and he's got a cigarette in his mouth and his brand new purchased pack of cigarettes, and I just say to him, sir, you know, the Surgeon General has determined it's not good to smoke. And you really ought not smoke because, you know, it's bad for you. Yeah, would you consider quitting smoking? You know, he'll probably say, you're right, I need to. These things cost me a lot of money, and you're right, it's not good for my health. Yeah, I know. And he'll walk away and probably won't change a thing in his life. But if a man comes out and he's going at it, and I say, sir, I see you're smoking a cigarette and you just spent some more of your money on them. You know, sir, I believe the Lord Jesus is worthy of your health, your life, the testimony of how you spend your money and how you treat your body. And the Bible says your body's the temple of the Holy Ghost. And I bring God and his word in on it. Then they're going to say, judge not, or they're going to curse God, or curse, the Bible's not true, it was written by men. They're going to have a hatred for God. It's an amazing change. I've seen it happen. I've experienced it myself. And you need to realize this. The world is going to hate us because Jesus is in us and Jesus is coming out of us. And I just want to leave you with those thoughts. And marvel not, he said in another place in 1 John, if the world hates you. Marvel not. It's not a big thing. It's not something to lose it over. We are going to be persecuted if we truly serve God. But that is okay, because God will be with us through every situation. He said he would never leave us nor forsake us. And we can suffer with Christ, and we can reign with Christ. And I'm excited to do both, to be God's will. We'll bless you today. Think about these fantastic truths in God's word, and let us follow him till he comes.